Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
And now for our first takeout, we're going to take a little time out for some values. Our series, The Value, looks at how people have changed their financial and personal priorities in the face of a tough economy. When money is tight, do other things have more value to you? Takeaway correspondent Faraya Chidea joins us with the story of the one person she's met from California. Faraya, I know you especially like people who have chosen some unusual solutions in life, people who find a way to live frugally but still find some kind of creativity in their lives. And you found someone who's done that.
Oh, absolutely. Her name is Doreen Gunnard of Sausalito, California. I met her at this book reading, and she told me that not only did she manage a houseboat harbor, but she had sailed around the globe with her family. So on a recent trip back to the Bay, I visited her at the place that she lives and works. It's called Galilee Harbor. It's an artist and maritime community, and in pricey Sausalito, it's also an affordable housing community. Doreen told me all about it as she gave me a tour.
Well, we've got a bit of everything here, which is really nice because it makes for a variety of not only vessels but also people.
And as for vessels and people, Doreen lives on this boat called the Imani with her husband Mark, who is French, their 16-year-old son Tristan, and they also have an older child named Maya who graduated from college and lives in Massachusetts now. But Mark and Doreen actually raised their son and daughter on the boat, and it was not always easy. Mark told me a little bit about that, too.
I mean, it was hard for a daughter, for example. She used to tell me, your dream is my nightmare. I hate you. Okay, that's my dream. And Doreen joined, and I made it clear from the beginning of our meeting that I was a sailor, and I didn't have the boat yet, and I had been delivering boats and being a captain before. And that will not change. Okay, so if we wanted to have a family and really travel and be together, then one day a boat will come and we will live on a boat and we will travel extensively.
So dealing with the moody then teenage kid who tells them that they hate them, I mean, most people have recognized
exactly.
That's not the biggest thing they face, though.
Oh, no. In 2004, they were taking this massive trip around the world. They were sailing from Oman towards Eritrea, and they were chased by pirates.
They couldn't catch us. They did pursue, and there were two boats chasing us, and it got down to one boat because they are full of people. And, you know, and they couldn't go so fast. They were laden with folks. And so finally, they're chasing. One boat is chasing until black smoke starts coming out of the back of it. And that's when they diverted off.
Okay, that's only fun when you watch it, you know, on the news or something. That's not fun in real life. But, you know, Sausalito is extremely expensive. I mean, and you're living on a boat. These guys, they probably are rich, right?
Nope. They built their own boat, the same boat they live on today. It's not really large, but it's really beautiful. They homeschooled their kids. And Doreen told me that living at sea can mean saving money compared to most people's day-to-day lives.
When you leave here, your expenses go down tremendously. There's no more car. There's no more car insurance. There's no more rent. There's no more... you know, the movies and all the things that you spend your money on are, you know, the dry cleaning is gone. It's over.
I imagine that we could all try to live that way. You could live like you were on a boat. Maybe you'd save a little money, right, Farai?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a place for everything and everything in its place.
Well, you'd have to. You can't really make a mess on a boat. As always, our series, The Value, you can go online to see more of it. You see video of Doreen Gunnard and her family and their boat on thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Farai.
Thanks, Celeste.